to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. In Tampa, did y'all watch your convention? I did. In Tampa, the Republican argument against the president re-election was actually pretty simple, pretty snappy. It went something like this. We left him a total mess. He hadn't cleaned it up fast enough, so fire him and put us back in.
That's an interesting way of looking at the reality. Bill Clinton at the convention on Wednesday night with his quick assessment of the Republican convention from last week. You agree or disagree? Help yourself with your opinions. Very important to have input from all of you as we review what's going on at the Democratic convention. Your calls at 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, the review every day of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio and News Talk Television to a certain extent. Let's get a few more sound bites from the convention, Bill Clinton here and there, and then we'll get some comments from those who are watching and listening, and that includes you. Again, the number is 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Bill Clinton talking about why he wants to nominate Mr. Obama.
Fellow Democrats, we are here to nominate a president. And I've got one in mind. I want to nominate a man whose own life has known its fair share of adversity and uncertainty. I want to nominate a man who ran for president to change the course of an already weak economy, and then just 6 weeks before his election, saw it suffer the biggest collapse since the Great Depression. A man who stopped the slide into depression and put us on the long road to recovery, knowing all the while that no matter how many jobs that he saved or created, there'd still be millions more waiting. Worried about feeding our own kids, trying to keep their hopes alive. I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside. But who burns for America on the inside. I want a man who believes with no doubt that we can build a new American dream economy driven by innovation and creativity, by education, and yes, by cooperation. And by the way, after last night, I want a man who had the good sense to marry Michelle Obama. I want Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States. And nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party.
All right. All knowing this is all showtime. It's all showbiz. And Bill Clinton is the star. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Pretty easy for Clinton to stir up the crowd. If you're a Clinton fan, I'm kind of a Clinton fan. He didn't get me. He hasn't. He hasn't gone far enough to get me to vote for Barack Obama, but putting aside whatever animosity there is between the two of them, and there's quite a bit apparently, Clinton isn't going to, they need Clinton in order to rally the troops, because Obama won't really do that. Well, we'll see. Anyway, my feeling is that Clinton would put together, and he did, craft a speech that people would really be very powerfully engaged in listening to. That's talking to he's discussing what the base wants to hear. He's talking to people who are already going to vote for Obama. Is he going to convince you, if you haven't made up your mind, that Obama's the right guy to vote for? Is he the only one? Are we down to, it's sort of trickle-down politics. 800-510-8255, down to that. All right, so here's Clinton again talking about the importance of compromise and cooperation.
When times are tough and people are frustrated and angry and hurting and uncertain, the politics of constant conflict may be good. But what is good politics does not necessarily work in the real world. What works in the real world is cooperation. What works in the real world is cooperation. Business and government, foundations and universities. Ask the mayors who are here. Los Angeles is getting green and Chicago is getting an infrastructure bank because Republicans and Democrats are working together to get it. They didn't check their brains at the door. They didn't stop disagreeing, but their purpose was to get something done. Now, why is this true? Why does cooperation work better than constant conflict? Because nobody's right all the time, and a broken clock is right twice a day. We're compelled to spend our fleeting lives between those two extremes, knowing we're never going to be right all the time and hoping we're right more than twice a day. Unfortunately, the faction that now dominates the Republican Party doesn't see it that way. They think government is always the enemy, they're always right, and compromise is weakness. Just in the last couple of elections, they defeated two distinguished Republican senators because they dared to cooperate with Democrats on issues important to the future of the country, even national security. They beat a Republican congressman with almost 100% voting record on every conservative score because he said he realized he did not have to hate the president to disagree with him. Boy, that was a non-starter, and they threw him out. One of the main reasons we ought to reelect President Obama is that he is still committed to constructive cooperation.
Constructive cooperation. All right, there may be something to that. What do you think about what Bill Clinton had to say? 800-510-8255. We'll get some political commentary and the back and forth that you get from the radio and television hosts. Some of it's fairly predictable. Some of it's pretty interesting. We review the talk radio world, news talk radio hosts and programs and stations all around the country to put together a consensus of what most people in the country think are the important issues of the day. And listening to the Democrats and sort of trying to figure out where you are in all this. If you're a supporter, hooray for you. If you're not, why aren't you? Put it all together if you'd like. And discuss with us at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The Doug Stephan way of checking out what's going on at the Democratic Convention and the world of talk radio is to put together every day an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, and what's going on at the convention certainly has people, well, it has the pundits swooning over the First Lady's speech, members of the media praising Mrs. Obama, who was more, it appears anyway, some of the comments had to do with the dress she was wearing and the fingernail polish she had on. Okay, so much for that. Here is political commentator Charles Krauthammer analyzing Bill Clinton's speech.
I think it was a giant swing and a miss. Mighty Casey and Bill Clinton is the natural. I struck out on this. I don't think it will move the needle whatsoever. Look, it had all the classic Clinton elements. It was engaging. It was humorous. In some cases, it was generous. I think there were more mentions of the Bushes than I heard in 3 days in Tampa. But on the other hand, it was also vintage Clinton in that it was sprawling, undisciplined, and truly self-indulgent. This is one of the strangest nomination speeches I think ever given. It was a kind of an amalgam between a State of the Union address, a policy wonk seminar, and what sounded to me like a campaign speech for a third Clinton term. Obama was sort of incidental. He'd be shoved in every once in a while in the speech as a way to say, well, he thinks as I do. You know, Megan, you raised the point about Clinton saying, I believe that no other president could have done this or done any better than this or quicker. But remember, the slogan of Obama in 08 was, yes, we can. And as was mentioned earlier, you heard in the Elizabeth Warren speech, it was sort of a denunciation of the miserable conditions in America today. And that's the kind of speech you would have expected 4 years ago, running against the Republicans. There was no recognition whatsoever that the current conditions are the result, and they are on the watch of, the Obama administration. And one last point. It is true that he made a lot of detailed rebuttals, and he's sort of the rebuttaler-in-chief on most of the stuff heard in Tampa. But Paul Ryan can handle all of that in 10 minutes in his debate. So I think it was a wasted opportunity of what could have been a great, stirring, rousing endorsement of Obama.
800-510-8255. It's a fact in the life of Washington that what one person thinks is right, the other guy thinks is wrong, and they talk about compromise. When the president, excuse me, former President Bill Clinton took the stand, a lot of people did some fact-checking, and apparently he was a little off with a few of the things that he put forth. But, you know, that's politics. 21 past the hour.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. And as I said, we'll get to your calls in a few minutes. Let me go back to the fact check thing. Kind of interesting. Bill Clinton not hitting, as Mr. Krauthammer said, one out of the park. He talked about when times were tough and cooperation and that sort of thing and how the Republicans are the bad guys here. The facts are, even though you wouldn't know it from listening to his speech, that the inflexibility of both parties is to blame for much of the gridlock. From the beginning, Obama brought in his first chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, a man known for getting his own way, not for getting along. It was a very difficult sell. And so anyway, there are lots of different ways you can look at this, but they are both at fault. Let's not kid each other. Here is a not, is no, no surprise. Chris Matthews thought Bill Clinton was great.
It's as if Bill Clinton was the best staffer President Obama has, because he went out and got the numbers. I mean, he really did the arithmetic tonight in a way that I thought the president and none of the people around the president have been able to do. Arithmetic's a good word, by the way. It reminds us of grade school, elementary school. It doesn't intimidate us. We can figure things out ourselves. And when you talk about how Bill Clinton balanced the budget and held the debt down and actually reduced the national debt during his second term, you have to wonder, all he did was look at spending and revenue and did the logical choices, whereas W came in and did the opposite, starting a couple of wars, cutting taxes, going, you know, wrong way Corrigan in both directions of revenue and spending. And so it seems so logical when Bill talks. And then to bring up the history of the Democratic Party in job production, 42 million versus something like 20-some million on the Republican side, saying the Democratic brand is pretty good. There was an old line, if you want to live like a Republican, vote like a Democrat. And I think Bill Clinton handled that pretty well tonight. He also summed it up. He said, you know, it all comes down to what kind of a country do you want to live in. And I think he did reach for the center tonight. Bill Clinton, as someone said, he's a man of the center. And I think he brought the center home tonight.
800-510-8255. Here's Talk Host John McCurry talking to campaign manager Jim Messina from the Obama campaign.
Let's talk about the enthusiasm in this campaign. Last time, 4 years ago, it was almost like a youth quake. I mean, the enthusiasm was amazing. Are you sensing that same enthusiasm in your base as you travel across the country?
Boy, we sure are. You know, we are having events across the country with the president on college campuses last week, and we couldn't get everyone in the events. It was just absolutely packed, and as this thing's building, it's building in a very special way, and we continue to see real enthusiasm. The poll numbers show that our voters are more enthusiastic than Governor Romney voters, and I think it's clear why.
You know, the question that seems to come up every 4 years, Jim, is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Maryland Governor O'Malley recently said he doesn't believe the nation is better off than they were 4 years ago. What's your take on that question?
Look, I think the answer is voters understand that when the president took office, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month, 3.5 million jobs in the 6 months before the president took office. We had an American auto industry that was on the brink of disaster. We were in a war in Iraq that we've been in for years and needed to get out of. Now, 4 years later, we've had 29 consecutive months of private sector job growth. GM is number one in the world again, the number one car company in the world. We're out of Iraq. We've clearly taken some big steps. But everyone, every single person knows there's more we've got to do.
Jim, is the economy growing at a rate? Is the economy healthy enough that the American public should be satisfied with the path that we're on?
Look, no one's satisfied with where the economy is. People understand that we were losing 800,000 jobs a month when the president took office. We've now had 29 consecutive months of private sector job growth. There's more we have to do, and everybody knows it, and those choices are in front of us.
All right, so it's very interesting to go through some of these speeches and figure out what the truth is. Maybe we'll address that a little bit more with some of your calls coming up here on the Countdown at 800-510-8255.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Entering the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with some of the calls here. Reasons that you're happy to vote for the president. Reasons you're not happy to vote for him. Does he deserve a second term? What do you think about the convention? The same sort of questions that came up last week during the Republican National Convention. Yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com. Do you care about either of these conventions? Let's see, 31% of you said, I'll be glad when the whole thing is over. 21% of you responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com, I'm more interested in the debates. 19% of you said, no, I made up my mind months ago. 18% of you said, no, seems like a waste of money to me, that is referring to the conventions. 8% of you said, yes, I'd like to know what's going on before I head to the polls. And 2% of you responding said, not this year, we already know what both candidates are going to be talking about. So the conventions, one of those up-in-the-air kinds of things. Another poll conducted, the results came out last night. A majority of voters believe the country is worse off today than it was 4 years ago and that President Obama does not deserve re-election. This is a poll for The Hill, which is the magazine of politics and politicians in Washington. The voters say on the in the majority of the nation is in worse condition now than it was in September 2008. 54% say Obama does not deserve re-election based on his job performance. So what say you about that? Darnell is in Maryland with a thought or two about the speakers at the convention.
I want to let people know how great of a job Duval Patrick, it almost sent shivers down my spine. The man was great. His speech was probably the greatest one. Michelle was good. Castro was good. You know, actually, everyone was great. Everyone was great. They made their point without being derisive of the Republicans. They weren't nasty or evil, whereas I found that I don't like the way the Republicans, how they kept taking the "you didn't build that thing" out of context. You didn't build that out of context. We all know what Mr. Obama, President Obama, was saying. So I think the Republicans, we need to do a better job of making our argument without without taking things out of context.
800-510-8255. Thank you, sir, for your call. All sides represented here, or at least we encourage that, with a focus on some of the facts, if you will, or some of the speeches. Bill Clinton is interested in, again, looking at some of the analysis. Truth is becoming elastic, said one person, and talking about both of the parties. The fact that the parties have a different attitude toward what they think is the truth is pretty interesting. I'm looking at some of these ads, the professors who are looking there. There's, you know, college coursework being done. People who are teaching politics and government are analyzing some of these ads this year. And I guess it depends on who bankrolls these PACs, spending a lot of money on a lot of aggressive advertising that is beyond the control of the candidates and beyond belief, some of this stuff. These ads are not accurate at all. It's just garbage. But people are watching them. Oh, yeah, it's on television, so I guess I ought to believe it. It was in the newspaper. I'm sure it's true. I heard it on the radio. Wow, that's got to be the right thing, right? So politicians, in fact, sometimes not necessarily particularly good bedfellows. Here's Barbara in Montana, moved by Michelle Obama.
I think the role of the First Lady in a presidential campaign is one of sharing with us the more personal aspects of the president or the presidential candidate. Last term, I worked in Obama's campaign, but over the years, there was so much stonewalling in Congress, I really got discouraged. And with Michelle, she stuck to her role as First Lady and what her impressions are of her husband now, as well as before he became president. And I can feel my enthusiasm coming back for the president. And I'm really happy about that because he has worked hard. He's given us a lot of things that are very difficult to put through Congress. And I would hope that some of the stonewalling that existed in the past could be overcome.
That's sweet. It's nice. I'm one who believes in expressing your emotion, and a lot of people are very emotional about this. It should be a way for us to express our emotions. We've become a country that doesn't want to express its emotions. Mr. Obama approaching the nomination and the acceptance speech, he has the lowest pre-convention personal popularity of an incumbent president since Jimmy Carter. The lowest of the, I'm looking at trouble with women, interestingly enough. 47% of registered voters in the latest ABC Washington Post poll see Obama favorably, which is down 7 points from April. And he's viewed unfavorably, generally speaking, by 40% of the population. That is the Democratic population. He's numerically underwater, in other words. As he gets closer to the election, his numbers don't look too good. People are not enthusiastic about Mitt Romney at all, but they are less enthusiastic about another term for Obama. That seems to be the way it's shaking out. What do you feel? What say you? Rita in Texas, good to hear from you.
Michelle Obama is great, and she really represented her husband and the country. She really represented the country well, as she has in the past 4 years. She did an honor to the military families, and I just think that she was really good. And also the guy from San Antonio, I think he was one of the best. In fact, he may have been better. He really rallied for Obama, and I hope all the Democrats, independents, and Republicans bring Obama back for another 4 years.
She's making reference to San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, who was on the convention floor on Tuesday night as well. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. You can check out the info on the countdown. There's a big countdown box with more info on the discussion items that we're focusing. You get a lot of information. The good thing is we have lots of information. The hard thing is to decipher what's accurate from all the information that's floating around. And that goes not just for politics, but generally speaking, all the stuff that's around. Eric in Michigan is focused on the convention itself. Yes, sir.
With regard to the role of the First Lady, I mean, come on. They're going to be a cheerleader for their husband. What else do you expect them to get up there and say, I hate my husband, don't elect him? I mean, the convention in and of itself, both conventions, are nothing more than rallying the troops for these respective parties. I doubt very seriously, other than independent, that anyone will be switching sides based on watching either one of the conventions. The speeches, again, you're rallying the base. It's no different than it was last week. I'm just amazed at how people are calling in, tearing up and talking about how amazed they were last night or last week. I mean, what do they expect? If you are in support of the incumbent or if you're in support of the nominee for the Republican side, I mean, what are you expecting? I mean, I don't see any grandiose thing that has been said yet that will get me to change my mind with regards to who I'm going to vote for. I mean, 2 months out, if you don't have your mind made up, something is actually wrong with you because you have not been paying attention over the last, almost 4 years. You know, so I'm amazed. I mean, good presentation on both sides, but not a game changer, in my opinion. It should not be for anyone this late in the game.
Wow, an interesting perspective, sir. Thank you. That's a pretty fair and balanced, isn't it? 800-510-8255 to KUGN we go. Roger and Eugene, go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm just thinking both parties need to cooperate and get it together, because if we drift away from the two-party system like they, when Russia in 1917, they had 19 separate political parties before the communists, the Bolsheviks, won. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to drift into anarchy or chaos if we don't get it together.
Well, but having more parties would give us more choices, and we don't like, most of us, the choices that are available. So it may be that you don't want 19 parties, but it might be nice to have, instead of just Republicans and Democrats telling you what to do, a couple of more parties, or just eliminate the parties altogether and vote for the person based on the issues. What a concept. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with more of your callers on the Democratic National Convention going on this week in a matter of moments.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Heard all around the country on a lot of great radio stations, a couple of hundred as a matter of fact, and around the world at DougStephan.com. You can download various excerpts every day in the same hour. You can find out what's going on in summary fashion about the world of News Talk Radio, your favorite hosts and programs. Here's Shirley in Pennsylvania on our countdown who didn't think much of Michelle Obama's speech the other night.
Mrs. Obama, I really believe she's sincere. I really do. But I have to say this. Does she really know her husband? All about his comings and his goings and what he does and doesn't do. Now, she went on to say about how poor he was, that when he picked her up, there was a hole in the side of the car that she could actually see the pavement, that his shoes were half a size too small, and that he got coffee table out of a dumpster. He never worked. This man never really had a job. And he ran for the Senate. Now, I'd like to know where he got the money, because let's just face it, it takes a lot of money to run for these big positions. Who backed him to run for Senate? And then as soon as he got into the Senate, he was there no time at all, till now he's going to run for president. Does people stop to realize, where did all this money come from a man that never held a job?
Interesting questions. They've been asked before, but they bear repeating. 800-510-8255. Thank you, ma'am. Here's Jerry listening in Rhode Island, who's a fan of Michelle Obama's.
Number one, she's a very beautiful woman. Very attractive woman, and I think that it's important to show the president's spouse. You know, if it was a female president, to show the husband, and because of the type of person that someone picks for a long-term relationship, such as a marriage like this, shows the character of the person. And she also brought up some interesting things. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I had an old Volkswagen when I picked up my girlfriend and took her out for a date, and it kind of struck home, and that's how I got through college on. I have a degree in political science, and I got through on veterans benefits, and I think more power to them. And I think that's putting the money in the right place to educate people, to become, you know, better citizens and to aspire to, like Obama did, for the presidency.
Well, it's good to have aspirations, though. Question about that, sir. 800-510-8255. That's what America has been all about, being able to pay off on aspirations until a few years ago. Susan in Maryland on Mr. Obama.
I feel that he's creating such a divisive atmosphere in our country, and I'm very concerned for that being the person who we want in our leadership. I feel like he has not shown us any substantive plans in the 4 years that he's been in business as the president, and nor is his administration. Instead, it seems like he wants to be reelected. He picks emotional hot-button topics that get people's emotions, such as the women, such as the illegal aliens, and he doesn't even cause a substantive plan for those people. He just starts divisiveness and causes those people's emotions, those people who fall in those categories. I'm one of those people, and I have children who fall in those categories, but he doesn't have a plan for them. He puts something temporary together and then touts that as if that's a plan, which it's not, so that he can get reelected.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Biden says GM's alive and Bin Laden is dead. That still may be the line of the week. I haven't been moved by much of anything else, but I was moved by that line. Speaking of being moved, a lot of people are being becoming interested in that SEAL Team 6 book. So we'll talk about that in a moment here on the Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to Gibson'sHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 always connects with us. This SEAL Team 6 book, the fellow who wrote it, former Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6, has come under a lot of scrutiny. I like the idea of his writing the book. That just happens to be my persuasion. Here is a Talk Radio interview that features military analyst Mike Lyons talking about the differences between what this former Navy SEAL says happened and what the White House says happened.
I actually had a chance to read it over the weekend and,
wow,
and got an advanced copy from a friend over 60 Minutes, of all things. They're going to do a story on him next week on September 9th. There'll be a story on the author there. So, yeah, I did get a chance to look at it, and, you know, there's clearly things in there that I think the government's going to consider confidential or not, or still has not been released fully to the public, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go after them. But most of all, overall, he's looking for basically forgiveness rather than permission to write this book at this point, I think. And he really doesn't say things there that are overly classified, but I think because he does speak against what the White House version of how the mission went down, I think the government's going to go after him. He basically says that Osama bin Laden was shot first by the point man on the team as they were clearing the house on the third floor. He peeked his head around the side of a corner, was shot up on the side of the head, and then that caused him to go back into his bedroom where two women were then standing over him. He was the second or third person up in the room at that point. They finished him off, so to speak, at that point. He didn't have a weapon. He didn't really fight back. The only person who fought back was one of the courier's brothers on the second floor, was someone who at least had a weapon in his hand. There wasn't really a lot of resistance that came from there. I think that's what the White House had a problem with. So what happens is these guys are required to sign non-disclosures for up to 25 years after the missions have been declared non-confidential, after they've been openly accepted. So these missions, none of them have been declassified as of yet, and I think that's what they're going to stand on.
800-510-8255. You think that's in your best interests? Isn't this country supposed to be run in your best interests? How is that rule in your best interest? Doesn't sound like it is to me. Here's radio host John Williams talking to journalist Shane Harris. Harris says he was surprised how little of this new book actually has to do with the raid itself.
What did you think of the book, by the way? I mean, you know, in general, did you like No Easy Day?
You know, it's a good read. There are some parts of it that are really, you know, that sort of read like a great action thriller. What's interesting to me is that for a book that purports to be about the raid that killed Bin Laden, how much of it actually has nothing to do with that. The first half of the book really is this really interesting and detailed account of Mark Owen's life growing up as a kid in Alaska and why he became fascinated with being a SEAL and how he devoted himself to this single-minded pursuit of becoming a SEAL. And then goes into a lot of detail about a lot of very interesting missions that he had in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was part of the team that rescued the captain of the Maersk Alabama, which your listeners may remember was taken over by Somali pirates.
Richard Phillips, right?
Yeah, Richard Phillips, exactly. He wasn't one of the shooters who took out the pirates, but he was sort of standing right there as it happened.
Wow.
So it's a really interesting window into the life of this, you know, elite member of the most elite force in the military. And, you know, he goes through a lot of that well before he even gets to Bin Laden.
You get the feeling that that's true. Is my image of a Navy SEAL born out by this book? They really are superstars.
I would think so, yeah. And he's, you know, and he's admirably humble in some places, and then he's just something in others where I think he has a right to be about how tough it is to become a SEAL and the things that they're asked to do. But, you know, I think it probably comports with most accounts of what you get from, you know, TV shows and movies and that kind of thing. Although he does sort of take issue with how people compare being a SEAL to an action movie, but the way he describes it, it sure sounds like one.
Well, did he say in the book that he was one of the guys that pulled the trigger that killed Bin Laden?
He appears to be one of three people who shot it. And what happened is there was a point man as they were heading up the stairs in Bin Laden's home who took a shot at someone who popped his head around a corner. The guys then go into this room. They find who they later identify as Bin Laden on the floor with a gunshot wound to the head. And then Mark Owen, our author, and another SEAL come in and finish him off, as they describe it, with several shots to the chest.
So does he identify the other two shooters?
He doesn't. He just says there were other SEALs. In fact, he uses pseudonyms for all of the other people and all the other SEALs in his book. And Mark Owen is a pseudonym as well.
I thought we weren't supposed to know who actually killed Bin Laden.
You know, I think this is really bringing up one of the interesting sort of compelling and even contradictory points about the book. I mean, Owen writes in this that, you know, he was offended that people in Washington, and most notably the president, were coming out and leaking details of the operation. We're talking about the fact that it even was the SEALs, which frankly seems pretty obvious. People would have figured that out. But then he goes around and he writes a book about this. And, you know, he's revealing a lot of details, not just about SEAL culture and what it's like to be in it, but about who was in the house and where the people were when they got shot. So, you know, in effect, he is coming out, and I wouldn't say he's taking credit for killing Bin Laden, but given that he's been publicly identified, we now know at least one of the three people who shot Bin Laden, and that's what they wanted to avoid.
All right, there it is, a wrap on the issues of...
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.